Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to War Master Podcast, episode 177 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
177. It gets bigger every time. Well, there's no going back.
That's numeracy, yeah. That's right.
That's numeracy. That's how math works. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff. It's been a little while. We haven't recorded since we were in Daventry, and then there were the shitty in-the-car recordings.
Yeah.
Which we have to do, as a matter of course, but I hate doing them. I certainly hate editing them, because they always sound a bit rough.
But, well, yeah.
You're not like paying for it.
Please
see our customer services just, for your refund.
Just how it's done. Yeah.
I do love that the Paul Winter method of customer services.
Yep.
Anyway, so today we're in Shea Winter.
Yep.
In the back cave.
Yep.
We're looking around. You've got some Horus Heresy stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got a brush rinser, which is a new little toy you've always got to have. I mean, that is a... It looks like some kind of guinea pig feeding device.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice idea, but it's like refilling it of water. There's no easy way to do it without making a mess. So
it's like, I just don't understand why, like a jar or that DW brush pot thing.
Yeah, that's probably totally... Well, yeah.
What's the advantage?
It just cleans your water, so it means you're washing your brushes in clear water.
Oh, okay, so every time you refill your water,
you send it down
the chute.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But
cool.
It's just a gimmick, like, for, you know, something.
So who makes it?
Green Stuff World.
Okay, yeah, I've got unbelievably, I've got a wet palette. I've never used it. I don't know. In what world I'm going to use a wet palette? You certainly can't use it with contrast paint.
No, because it doesn't need it, yeah.
No. So anyway, what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk a little bit about what we've been doing since, and then what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then the big topics about Command 10.
Command 10, yeah. Mm.
And, yeah, I don't know. And why, potentially, we might have to do something about it longer term, because... Not being able to use some of your armies for fear of being called a cheesemonger and pilloried, is that the word? So if you as an experienced player get out high elves at a tournament, you're just going to get ragged on all day.
Well, but I mean, that's hardly like the Warmaster community's most friendly community.
Apart from if you try and use high elves.
No, come on, it's not that bad, Barry.
It's not like people are going to come up and go, blah, 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 but everybody was kind of like, wanker using high elves. Because like Paul Gobbold.
Yeah.
The man who would be king was king with high elves.
Yeah.
And he said, Jesus Christ, I can't use these again. You know, the amount of shit he was getting. So he just he went to Orcs and Goblins.
Yeah.
From one end to the other end.
But I don't think it's that. I think you're making it out worse than it actually is.
Well.
But never mind.
We'll talk about it more later, obviously. But when people are talking about having to have different rules if you want to play as an experienced... So I think Jim Self talked about it. If you were an experienced player and you wanted to use like high elves... Then you had to play with less points or something.
Not such a bad idea, I suppose, but
you don't need that many points if the bits you're using work well. It just makes me laugh. So one day maybe we'll get to a point where man with high elf army, like I've got one, you're painting one.
Yeah, I mean, slowly. I've got other things in like pushing a front, and but
could you set army in tournament without having to?
I mean, I would. Like, I would have taken the High Elves to Bruno. But I got nowhere near finished. I've had too much going on in my life. And also, the point was to playtest stuff, and Skaven needed lots of playtesting.
And High Elves have got nothing. I haven't had anything for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. So, since Daventry, we had New Year, didn't really do much. And then we've had an event, haven't we?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You obviously had your song events, which are like regular as clockwork.
Yeah. I remember it was this... There's probably the least amount of enthusiasm going for song at the moment because it needs another update, but the game needed the update this time last year, and it was in the same situation. I remember that last year there was...
It was the dragons?
It was Night's Watch crossbows. Yeah, like double crossbows, like because relentless could be used as attack. So, I remember that last February, an external came along to the event, took like the most obnoxious list, beat people in like 20 minutes or something, and you know that
20 minutes.
Yeah, well, it just shoots you off the table. It was like a real issue.
Wow.
And and I remember afterwards, I was, because I'd played that, and afterwards I was like, well, that can't continue again. Like, so I was going to have to like make some like event like changes.
Or comp. Of, like, you were going to comp it. Yeah,
I was going to have to comp it. But then the update dropped, and it, you know, sorted that, nailed that straight away. You know. If the event, so that's on Saturday, the next song event, and it is checking out a new venue. So the point of the event is really to check out a new venue.
You got enough players? 16?
16.
Perfect.
Yeah, like, though the venue can hold a lot more. And then if this update to the game doesn't turn up in time for the March event, then that will be a comp, that I'll put a comp into that.
Okay, so this venue, is it much more expensive?
Rittle, it's in Rittle. No, it's cheaper than the club. Yeah, like,
oh, Jesus.
Cheaper than the club is.
What, for a day's hire?
Yeah.
Was it like a shed or something?
No, it's in Rittle, village, which is still part of Chelmsford, but isn't like central Chelmsford. And yeah, it's a Rittle Hall, the kind of place that you put on like a play or something. It's a village hall.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's got free parking outside it and food places close by.
What more do you need?
No, I don't think you need anything else. And they've already given me the key for Saturday. And there's a deposit that, you know, that is returnable if the place is left as if you found it. So I hope that it'll be exactly what I believe it is, and that'll be then where the events are. You know, because it's
and not easy. Just song events, if it's that good.
Oh yeah, you know, totally. Like, you know, yeah, it's in like there's a charge they put for like one-offs, you know, which is still cheaper than the club, than the R Gaming Club, and then there's a charge for regulars. Like, and I was like, well, how do you be a regular? And I was like, run an event, you know, do something once a month. And I was like, okay, so cool. If it works out, it'll be even cheaper still.
Excellent.
And like to the point where you could run, you could do an 8-man thing and cover the costs.
Well, only at £10 a head,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, because the club will reimburse and give you an extra £5 of that to, for club members. Like that's the poli- that's the events policy we're running with this year.
Right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then we had our little thing in Bruno, the kind of committee meeting.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to? Yeah, you want to lean on that, Barry, and say what that was?
Well, it was just a meet up to discuss. Changes, basically. A cultural exchange is the best way.
Cultural exchange. Mm-hmm.
So the Brits weren't very happy, the Brits that turned up, because they wanted something a little bit more formal, a little bit more tournament-y.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to throw an ad hoc tournament in the end, uh-huh. which had 7 Brits and 1 non-Brit involved. And then on day 2 of that, on the Sunday, we had a few more, the Germans got involved.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah. That was good. I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
It was a cultural exchange. People got to talk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which is what it's really about. Some people just wanted to play games, which is cool. There's nobody stopping people playing games.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But for me, it was more important to kind of sit and discuss how things are done in different communities.
Yeah.
So I played. He's got about 15 million different names, so I'm not even going to bother. His internet name is Rafal.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think his name might be Rad. But not the Czech Rad, the Polish Rad,
mm-hmm.
and he talked. We played a quite in depth game. It was quite a good game. Orcs and goblins against ogres.
Yep.
And we played Polish rules all the way through. So everything that they would do in Poland is what we played.
Much different, was it?
The set was brilliant. I liked it a lot. It was very simple, very clean.
Right.
So what they'd do is they'd roll a dice.
Uh-huh.
And whoever loses deploys first.
Yeah.
Just completely out, yep, boom, yep. All out. Not one brigade at a time, one unit at a time, boom, out. And then the other person deploys, boom. And then the person that deployed first gets +1 on the kickoff.
Oh, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. So a small compensation. So,
okay, fair enough.
But it kind of balances, and it's quick, it gets the game underway.
Yeah.
And they tend to play mainly pitch battle,
yep.
Like virtually always pitch battle, and with a 6-turn limit,
yep.
Which they find doesn't really come into it much.
Okay. Yeah,
but most games are done like turn 4. If you get stuck in, games are generally turn 4
because
somebody breaks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it was just interesting. And we played any interaction in the game. So any interpretation of the rule, we played like we played the Polish way, unless I thought it was like way out of line. And then we'd kind of bring Alice in and we'd discuss,
okay,
you know, what would be the correct interpretation and if we need to clarify. Because when you're learning a game, you don't tend to learn from the rule book. You'll read the rule book and it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then you'll play a game with somebody and then it'll make a bit more sense. But you've adopted the way they play.
Yep.
In the same way that when we were learning, maybe we learned from Jim or whoever it was we learned from.
Yep.
So the kind of Polish community has its own way that it's grown up within, with its own interpretation of the rules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was just very interesting to kind of see it and then discuss it. And the same for, I played Alice on the Saturday, I think, and there was a similar situation where they had, obviously Alice is like a bit of a rulesmith, so his interpretations were a bit nearer to mine. But it was, again, it was, we played the rules. I think he's adopted the scouting rules as is now, so I think we use the scouting rules.
Yeah.
Although with the scouting rules, you could kind of say, oh, we want everybody to have access to the scouting rules, but you can't. You can't. Ogres can't scout.
It's just
not possible. What are you going to put into scouting?
Yeah, no, like but there are some armies that would naturally just not be very good at it, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, dwarves can scout a little bit with the gyrocopters, I guess.
Yeah.
6 points. But can they compete with something like Albion or...
No, there's going to be some... Because there's going to be some natural troop types, like armies, that just have more troop...
Whether it's dogs or flyers.
Yeah, like have lots of things that are, you know, that get the benefit for scouting. I mean, like Wood Elves, for example, like are full of troops that, you know, are good at scouting.
I mean, if you've got access to flying characters and flyers, you can have 12 points just in...
Yeah, quite easily, yeah.
Without even trying.
Yeah, if you felt the scouting was that important, you could, like, build towards it.
Yeah, in certain armies.
Yeah, in certain armies.
But I think, it'd be quite difficult to make them all even. And that's cool, because, like, strengths and weaknesses are important in an army. Every army shouldn't be the same. It's not chess.
No, exactly.
What did you get up to at the... Oh, so the event was an invitational thing, which is why there was a little bit of a hiccup towards the kickoff of the event. With a group communication. I do love group communications. But it went all right, I think. Everybody seemed to enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Honestly,
and it's a bit of a reward for being a committee member, because you don't get anything for being a committee member.
No,
apart from shit.
Yeah.
You get a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, it's like as a punter, like,
you were a committee member.
Committee member, going. To, I mean,
and you brought a guest. You were allowed to bring guests.
Yeah, brought a guest. Yeah, like I mean, it could have benefited with a bit more organisation.
A bit more structure. Jesus,
but you had
a tournament, what more do you want?
I recognised what it was. Like, on my first game,
the last time we did something more formal, it was a campaign and people didn't like it at all. What structure would you want? Just a tournament. It's got to be, how can you play test in a tournament?
No, I'd taken Skaven because they had 5-6 proposals that were like on the table of different rules for Skaven, and it was like, okay, yeah, Skaven are my thing, and like, let's go test these like proposals out. So I was like, so it naturally felt like, okay, what I was going to bring. But my first game was with Czech Rad and a guy called George, another Czech. And they were
George doesn't sound a very Czech name.
I know, but it was. George. That's how he was introduced. And they were playing a game of their ongoing campaign, which was supposed to be two people versus George, like Rad and another. And the other couldn't make it, so I was asked to like step in, like to be that extra. So it was basically, it was a 1500 points each versus 3000 of, and it just took forever. It just like, you know, bless them, they were lovely guys, but it just took too long a time. Like, you know, as in,
because, and I guess most of the communication wasn't in English.
That wasn't an issue, like, you know, because they weren't like doing anything wrong. But I'd chosen like the Skaven units that have the proposals, because that's the point, like, as in I've got to play test them. But it, like, game took too long. Like, it did finish, but I was like, oh, I don't care.
Did you win?
I think we did. I was just like, it was close. It was surprisingly close, like, for such a big game. But never mind.
So Skaven and Bretonnian, those natural allies.
Yeah, exactly. It was like
versus
Kislev. Like 3,000 points of Kislev is quite a few war wagons.
Did he have three war wagons?
More than three, because I think you get two per thousand. Oh, no, one,
no, one per thousand.
One per thousand. Oh, then
three would have been hard work to get through that.
Anyway, when that was done, and that was important to be done, I got to play Ian, one of the Brits, as a one-on-one game, or most of a one-on-one game, while then the first, which was great, and then the, much more actual play testing was done in that game for Skaven. And then the first, and then there was three rounds of this doubles, that was done.
Brits doubles. Brits doubles. Must fight doubles.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, like, again, using, like, using...
Whatever
you wanted to use.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and I was paired up with, and I butted up with Sherwin, and that was fine. The thing that we dropped the ball on and being away is Bruno is Czech second city, and it just had such few connections, like, to get there, that there was no flight back on a Sunday. No. There was a flight back last thing on a Monday.
Yeah.
And everything in this city that, like, touristy, was shut on a Monday.
It did appear to be.
And it was just like, we didn't, and including the venue that we'd played the games in, that was shut on a Monday. Black Oil was shut on a Monday. So, we could have been smarter with realising that and organising what we did on Monday, because there wasn't...
I'm not sure what we could have done on Monday. That wasn't what we did.
Yeah, I don't know, but... Yeah.
So luckily, Alice took us around the Bruno Castle. That was good. We got behind the scenes look at that, mm-hmm. which we didn't get to do last time we came because it was closed on the Monday. And we then spent the rest of the day eating and drinking in bars,
which
is pretty much what we did the last time we were here with you.
I mean, never mind.
Never mind. Although we did find the same bar, by coincidence.
Creeps the habit, like, wandering around this
devil
city.
Bar, yeah. Which was really good.
Which was actually the best meal that I personally ate.
We managed to find the brown beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was every venue we went in, I asked for it, and it was only on Monday afternoon that we actually found some brown beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
The benefit was, it wasn't like just me and Barry stuck in this city for the whole day. Like, it was, there was five of us,
Five get overexcited.
Five, yeah. So it was, so we had company, and we was like, we'll just, spent the day chatting, which was...
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And they all shared the, because three of the Brits came a different route.
Yeah.
The executive route.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Flying British Airways rather than Ryanair.
Yeah.
Goddamn Ryanair. This Bruno, I probably said this 3 years ago, but this Bruno Airport, You turn up there, like, I don't know what time we got there, 7 o'clock, half seven.
Yeah.
And on the departure board, there was one flight.
Yeah, it's one flight.
And on the arrival board, there was one flight.
Yeah.
And it was the same plane.
Yeah.
So the plane comes from Stansted, everybody gets off 10 minutes later, everybody's on, and the plane's taking off back home.
That was my first international travel post-COVID.
Wow.
And it just, there wasn't any difference, was there? It was like, we were crammed onto a Ryanair plane.
Oh, it couldn't be any busier.
Every seat was taken. There's no masks. There was just, like, no social distancing. It was just like COVID hadn't happened, I guess. Which was interesting to see. As in, like, okay, we've come full circle with that. But this Bruno Airport was so small. It was like the four or five gates in one room. Where, like, Stansted, which is the smaller airport in England, is, like, pretty big. And it's just like just funny just how small this airport was. Never mind,
it was good though.
It
had everything you needed. I got some food, they had a shop, seats.
When
we got home,
there
was a fucking massive queue.
Of course.
Took us like 3/4 of an hour to get through passport control at midnight.
It was like midnight on a Monday, 3/4 of an hour or so to get through to have your passports looked at electronically.
Because all the fucking self-checkouts don't work properly. And so two of our five got rejected.
Yeah, it didn't work. And so they had to then go to the queue to get physically checked, by Border Force.
Of which there was one person and a queue about 150 long.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. And I was like, they're taking their time. And they're like, what's going on? And then you see, like, oh, point of failure, like, one or two people checking all these people's passports. And this is like, it's not their A team. Border Force's best team, I guess.
What, half midnight? Yeah,
half midnight on a Monday morning. Yeah, well, Tuesday morning now. Yeah, it's like, oh dear.
But only in the UK could you get queues, like massive queues at midnight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was a serious amount of landings. Yeah. Anyway. So, it was a good event. It's a good event. The weather was a little bit colder this time, Paul. It was good that you packed your cold weather gear.
I don't know why. I didn't think that it was going to be really cold. And I only took the thermals because, like, my wife had mentioned it. Like, and
imagine if you didn't have that, you'd have been dead.
Honestly, I was bloody freezing. Yeah, and I played the Game of Clothes badly. So, we were travelling light, because, one of our bags...
Not that light. You could have worn a jacket.
Exactly. One of our bags was the models. And Ryanair said, the bags were meant to be some dimensions, and they never checked that. So it was like, never mind. They're like, But one bag was models, and the other one was, our personal items. And, I took my favourite jacket at the moment, but is not a heavy, it's not a warm jacket. And it was ridiculous, really. I was just like, why did I let that happen to me? Like, the first night, when we had, let's go find the venue, I wasn't wearing the thermals. I don't know, I hadn't figured on the weather, and it's like, I hadn't taken a hat or anything, and it was lucky Rad lent me a hat and scarf, because it was bloody freezing.
It's early February in Britain today, and it was cold one day this week, but it's remarkably warm again. I mean, luckily, with the price of energy, but I mean, but then we went over there, and it wasn't terribly cold. It was only -4 or -5 with a bit of snow. But when you're dressed for the English weather.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoops. But there was only Paul. Everybody else seemed to have remembered that.
We got smarter than that. Yeah, totally. I just...
Well, if you could just discount the thermal underwear, which wasn't it wasn't in serious thermal underwear. It was just lightweight stuff, wasn't it?
Well, what you wear skiing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But then it was basically just a T-shirt and a little summer jacket.
stupid of me. I don't know why. I've had a lot going on in my life recently and my mind's...
I'll remember time. But when we go to Scotland, you need to take cold weather gear.
I was just so dumb. And it's when we were looking around Bruno Castle, it started snowing. Not heavily, but it was snowing. And I was like, why? What am I doing? Why have I come out here with just so close?
thin. Lightweight.
Damn it.
Well, travel light.
It's when we got picked up, when you picked us up in the car to go to the airport, both you and Sharon were in T-shirts or something. And I was wearing everything because I was like, it can be cold on the plane. Roasting on the plane, actually. It was the plane was a sauna. And I was I had to go to the bathroom to get some of the layers off. I was okay, I can do this flight in a T-shirt. But completely every stage of that trip, I was I'm completely wearing the wrong thing.
You have to pay money for air conditioning in Ryanair. Yeah, that's an optional extra.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but good. So that's been done.
If Bruno, if the point of it was it's a playtesting thing, I certainly did playtesting.
Well, that's good.
And then I came back, delivered my feedback on those things, and hopefully most get through.
Certainly some
will.
Some were a little bit more radical than others.
I mean, I won't go into details because can't again. But it's taken Skaven at the moment, where they're an army where the rules is currently written. The best way to play them is to take an absolutely huge army full of clan rats, which is a way to play them. It's not it's not great, and it's not great for the opponent either because
it's not great under a time.
No, it's not. It's just not good.
On
really.
The chess clock, so
but that's the best way to get some results out of them. Now, if all those proposals worked, they are an army. They're back to the army that I'd want to play, where you it fixes the units that didn't work, and you can try. You
a
can
bit start, of everything.
Yeah, I wrote a list down. Okay, let's imagine I'd had the list I would use was still a Breakpoint 15 army, but it had something of everything. It had everything from the army list in it.
Right.
And everything from the art. And I was making use of a Crown of Command, which I I just, you know, because when I looked at the proposal, I was like, okay, okay. And I don't know where it came into my head. It was like, oh, I could use a Crown of Command, would work really well. So yeah, a Grey Seer with a Crown of Command, like 75 point item now. Command, you know, gives you Command 10 with no, the first order he gives is Command 10, regardless of any negatives, any modifiers.
A big price.
You know, oh yeah, huge. But and if you roll 11 or 12, it breaks. And that's just for the first order of the general. But that was working really well for Skaven, actually. I was like, because with gutter runners,
big brigade,
with gutter runners, you could get them on the table. Mm. Yeah.
Unless you roll 11 or 12. No. Right. Cool. Cool. So this year, event-wise, we've got the Tribers coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I've signed up to Falkirk.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I bought the tickets. Yep.
And you've signed up to War Master.
Yes, that's right.
WOR, yep. Which is in Worcester in half term.
Yep.
So I can't do that. June half. So my wife's birthday and half term.
Yep.
No good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always a good one with Ian and Steve.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the Falkirk ones with Ross. Yep. I haven't seen anything else because I really limit myself to Facebook, like very rarely. So if somebody invites me, it'll pop up. It's like, boom, somebody's invited me. I might go and have a look and say yes or no.
Yeah.
But then I come straight off. I don't even open my page up.
There's also an event on the 15th of April, which is where I've played before. The one I won with Beastman in...
The Black Dragon.
Black Dragon miniatures, yeah.
Right. Mm. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When's that one?
That's the 15th of April.
What's happening in April? Oh, there was the Polish thing that's probably not going to happen, isn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Well, look. Oh, 15th of April, that's my boy's birthday. That's a problem now.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. God damn. Stop picking my kids' birthdays for tournaments. I've only got three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I'm going to them unless something changes. Yeah, I'm going to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. And is that it for the tournament? And you've got your one in September?
Yeah, so then there's the LGT, which is the last day of September and first day of October. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've decided I'm not going to waste any more energy on Epic.
So
I won't be doing anything. I won't be going to events. I won't be running events.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to still play it casually?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't mind playing the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do. Yeah. And now, especially now, I'm in the Premier League. It's impossible for me to even invest that amount of time to keep up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. And we've talked about how disappointing the AGM wasn't disappointing. I'm glad they did an AGM, but the kind of the fact that there's no forward movement with it. It's all right being a dead system, but you can try and
I like
move the community forward.
I liked seeing the AGM in a comparison of like, okay, so because we'd been this international, like, you know, War Master Revolution is an international thing. And it's like, that is the alternative, isn't it? Is if you weren't doing the War Master Revolution as an international thing, you'd have a version of, like, the Epic UK, like, scene. Like, it's in terms of...
I hope we would never get that.
No, but that's the same. Like, that's the alternative, isn't it? And that's like... And I'm glad I've seen the alternative, because then where do you plant your flag, isn't it? What, you know, is in... So,
not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no disrespect to them. I mean, it's just different horses.
Yeah.
Different... Exactly. So, I don't know what that leaves me this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just one event. Just one War Master event towards the end of the year. Like a wrap-up event.
Okay, right. So like something you would do?
Yeah, like UK GT at the end of the year. But, like, super new player friendly again, so...
Yeah.
A tournament, but not a tournament.
Yeah,
All the prizes, random.
Yeah, when the tickets go on sale for the LGT, I'll have done, like, the Winter Roller 2024, like, my tournament pack. And it's going to be very similar to 23. The scenarios are pretty much almost identical. It just removes, like, puts one of the conditions into pitch. Pitch battle becomes Dawn battle.
So it's a restricted site.
That degrades you, isn't it? Yeah. You know? And that's it, really. Like, the scenario, like, one of the scenarios had, like, just set the objectives rather than place them. That was it, really. Like, that was from that. It's, you know, so it's very little change, really, from Winter Roller 23, or, well, the 22 to 23.
It would cool.
Be. Yeah,
that's what you want.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, as in, because the LGT... last year, like, showed me that you're not really gonna find more than 32 players of War Master, like, for an event. You just, I don't think it's
certainly not a 2-day event.
No, not a 2-day event. And you know, so that means you're like five rounds, and actually people are done, aren't they, after five rounds? No, yeah,
most
like,
of us.
Well, yeah, it's in like
some of us are different gravy.
Yeah, oh, the majority.
The vast majority.
The majority are done.
Older gentlemen.
Are done after five rounds. They're not interested.
Three rounds in a day is hard work,
yeah,
I find.
Exactly, but they're not interested in doing it twice. Like, yeah, so, okay, that's cool. I mean, like, that's fine. Like, he's in, you know, and then what, you know, because I still had time, like, you know, I had time. So I'm also heading up the song at the LGD, which actually, you know, yeah, so and I've got a team from the club who help me do that as well.
Excellent.
So yeah, but I mean, because
to empire building, you know, you're not in control directly, but you've got you in control of teams.
Yeah, yeah. I'd never want to do like you know, like for example, the LGT is like, would I want to go back there and do exactly the same as I did before? No, I would, but try to be a bit different. Like, how can I improve this? But it's like, okay, so like you know. With the LGT, with Warmaster at the LGT, there'll be this 32-man event. And, you know, if Jim and Chris also want to run this new player, like, 10-person thing they're talking about, see if it happens. And there'll be two separate things. So, like, you could buy a ticket for one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, but they'll run alongside each other. You know, wait and see. For me, it's like, okay, I can make sure the Warmaster's running. But also, I was offered, because I seem to be the most prolific, like, as in, runner of events of song, that I was given the LGT one, and I was given it in the way that I wanted it, in terms of, oh, you're going to be part of somebody else's team, and this is, you know, so you're just giving up your time for, you know, like nothing, or like just to do that. They were like, it's your baby, you know, like, yeah, you need to run an event over 2 days,
right?
You know, everything else is down to you, and you know, so. Okay, fantastic. It's going to have chess clocks in. I cannot provide chess clocks for every table, but the upper table, like certainly the top 10 plus, will have chess clocks.
How many players is it?
Well, it can be. You know, it 115 started it last year.
Jesus, that's big.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a 128 man event. I don't actually think it will get that many this time around because I'm putting in a change of format in terms of. The upper tables have clocks. But I don't mind that because if it doesn't, like, say it's, I don't know, 64 man or something like that, you know, but it's run the way I think it needs to be, then I'm totally fine with that. You know, as in that to me, and the fact that I was given, like, reins of, like, okay, you can head up a team, like, you know, of help. And so I went to the club players and was like, does anyone want to help me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't get anything for this. And there's more than enough of what I said to help. I mean, song's a very easy event to run because the people bring their own scenery. Like, yeah. You know, it's, and it all it really.
You know, they need a 4x4 or something.
Yeah, like all they really need. Yeah, it's like the mats are provided. People bring their own scenery anyway because they're choosing what they want to use.
This cat is trying to eat my microphone.
And then it's, you know, then it's just inputting the data. Yeah, because the website will fall over, because it will fall over, and then it's just a laptop, everyone just telling us the results afterwards.
Good.
Which are very quick to put in.
So Paul's got a new cat. It's blue eyes, yeah? I don't know, like Persian, is it, or something?
Persian, yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Lovely little thing.
Mm-hmm. Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
So welcome back. We're going to talk about our topic. We've got about half an hour. So I'm sure that we can get into the nuts and bolts of it in half an hour.
Yeah.
So... a long time ago in COVID, I had a little discussion, and it was like a setup discussion with Rick about Leadership 10, Command 10 or whatever, and whether he thought it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And he said that it just made the game a little bit too predictable.
Uh-huh.
It was just, they just issued orders too reliably well, mm-hmm. and that wasn't his... It wasn't his intention, basically. If you dig around on the YouTubes or whatever, or in the podcast archive, you'll find the episode where it's kind of, I send him some questions and he answers them back and then I stitch it together.
Yeah.
So, going forward, he never used Command 10 again without restrictions. There was like, in Ancients was a Hannibal upgrade.
Yep.
For Carthaginian army, maybe.
Yep. Yep.
So for 25 points extra, you get leadership 10, command 10.
Yep.
But if you roll an 11 or 12, it's gone.
Okay, yep. So that's literally the rule. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So a bit like the Lizardman.
And what does it go to then?
Goes back to 9.
Back to 9, right.
So it is 10, but if you fail, it goes down to 9.
Do you
remember
how many points that upgrade was?
25.
25, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But also they have a bit less access to cavalry, and the cavalry is certainly nowhere near as good as it is in Warmaster. Because it's Ancients. What do they have? Like shitty cavalry, 3-3-5 stuff. Yeah. And it's base long as well.
Base long, yeah, yeah. They're not shot cavalry.
Yeah, yeah, not shot cavalry. So... Mm-hmm. Is that something you could incorporate with High Elves? Maybe, but it possibly is worth more than 25 points, possibly.
Yeah.
So if you get your base command general as leadership 9, 2 attacks, it's 125.
Well, let's break the problem down.
That's a good idea to break the problem down. So we talked a little bit earlier about it.
So you're saying like the issue is that command 10 is too strong in the game. It's like it's too good a thing.
Predictable. It's just mass doesn't lie.
Yeah, mass doesn't lie. And there are 3 armies that can get hold of command 10.
With cavalry.
With
the cavalry is the real big problem.
Oh, no, sorry. 4 armies that can get command 10. But
there were 3. We brought another one in.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucky us.
Yeah,
my favourite list.
So, yeah. Wood elves, high elves, dark elves, and dwarves. You know,
and dwarves are different because they don't have the access to the same... They don't have cavalry for a start.
They don't have cavalry, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. That's the issue, is that it's like it's too strong.
It's too reliable.
It's too reliable.
And what else do have like some negatives attached to them? Because they're...
Not command 10 throughout the whole army.
Because some of their cavalries, they get -1 to its order.
Yeah.
And dark elves have their own issue, which can mitigate for 30 points, and you'd be mad not to.
Well,
unless you're Paul. Paul is mad. So
that Barry talks about the... If a non-general blunders.
Anybody blunders in the Dark Elves.
Oh, yeah.
Not that the general can blunder, but if he rolls a
double six, then a character gets assassinated or...
-1
off the general.
Mm-hmm. Or use the scepter.
Scepter to...
pass the order
and
to ignore the debuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a solution for them might just be to lose access to that. That would kick them in the balls a little bit.
Yeah.
But they still have... Because people complain about... Like, in cavalries were... There's 2 issues in the game. With my hat on, committee hat. One of his own cavalry, and like from Chaos Hounds all the way up to Chaos Knights, that 40 points to 200 points, and pricing them right.
Yep.
Because like 4 units of hounds is doable. Like you can cope, even if they're cheap. You say, oh, well, they're cheap, but there's only 4 of them.
Yep.
But when you start 12 units of hounds, then everything counts in bigger numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to protect your flanks from 12 units of hounds.
Yeah, that's true.
So the cavalry, and tied into that is the command 10. So command 10 and cavalry, especially big cavalry like cold ones.
Yeah.
Because they're lizardmen, they're only command 9, and they have some very good cavalry, but they only have 4 units.
Yeah.
And they're very expensive, 140 points each.
And it's hard for lizardmen to get,
You can only get 2 orders.
They have limited command distance.
Yeah. You can only get 2 orders.
Yeah.
So you can't do the third order because you can only command at 20.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So there's caps put in place on lizardmen, not least of which is they're only command 9 at best, and most of the time command 8. But the kind of the 2 elves, the dark elves and the high elves, access to cavalry and command 10.
Yeah.
So we're kind of coming at the problem from 2 axes. We need to look at cavalry overall and how it balances. So say for cavalry, if you use knights. 3-3-4 plus knights at 110 is your benchmark, then you have to price everything from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your problem at the moment is your Chaos Knights are 90 points more expensive and they get 1 attack and 1 hit. So what's the price of the attack? And what's the price of the hit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hard to work out exact, isn't
it? Well, it can't be 90 points for that because that's just almost another unit of knights.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, so maybe knights... If we went back in time, like with the Men in Black, flash the thing and go back 23 years, maybe knights should be 120, which if you go to medieval, that is the price of knights.
Oh, okay. Mm.
120. Because medieval has much more access to knights.
Yeah. Well, it
game is knights, isn't it?
Yeah, so, and at 120. And if you go from that benchmark, maybe pull the knight chaos knights down a little bit.
And they have, I think knights in medieval have slow, don't they?
I think some of them, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're not sure.
I think there's a list in ancients that has them, and they have slow.
Yeah, they're slow. Yeah.
But I think medieval is around the knights, so like I don't think they have that rule. Mm-hmm. But what that would also do is create a bit of space between 3-3-5 cavalry and 3-3-4 cavalry. So at the moment, the 20 points doesn't feel like enough to compensate for the armour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if it was 30 points, because knights have moved up, maybe the 30 points feels a bit better.
Yeah.
Feels like a reasonable amount.
I mean,
to compensate.
other ways you can like address the issue is, well, I guess there's a simple, very simple way is that you make every army has a command 9 general. That's
So just to tie the cavalry thing before we move on to the command. So, I've lost my train of thought now. So
you're talking about like adjusting points of knights to like make medium cavalry like more attractive.
Because we got a tension at the moment that everything is getting pushed down in price to make some difference between how good knights are and how much everything else is.
Yeah,
and in fact, there's an argument that maybe if you move knights up, everything else wouldn't have to get pushed down. Because the more you push down, the more pressure it puts on other things to get cheaper, and they end up everything gets cheaper. And you end up, this is what happens in 40k. You end up where a 1500 point list previously is now like it's got twice as much stuff as it used to have because everything's got fucking cheaper. Anyway, so we're not talking about. We'll talk in the next episode. Maybe we'll talk about the cavalry and how that fits together.
Right.
But so command. So what?
So one of the solutions you could do is that you give every army, regardless, has access to a normal pointed like command 9 general, if the army rules are affected. But then that levels the playing field. So everybody's got a command 9 general.
So if you're saying everybody's got a command 9 general, perfectly sensible solution.
Yeah.
Then why even charge for them?
So they're all free, right?
Yeah, why even bother putting them in? It's just like everybody has to pay 125 points anyway, so just take it out of the list.
Yeah.
Make the list, there's one or two units, it's like one break more, maybe, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you could, you could do that. I mean, there is a question there if the general has some army rules applied to it in terms of like a Skaven general's got reduced command distance.
Does it?
It does. Like at the moment, under the lashes, all Skaven characters have range.
Does it not have compensation in the list already for such a
probably
thing?
Probably does, but like,
I'm bloody sure it does.
Like, but like, yeah. So that's just something. Yeah. Then there are some army rules that affect generals.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, like,
the biggest issue with that particular solution is Lizardmen.
Yeah. Who their general doesn't give orders. Yeah.
No, and it's a lot cheaper than 125 points because it doesn't give orders.
Because it doesn't give orders. Yeah, like it's a frog. Like,
well, obviously you don't want to mess with army lists too much.
Yeah.
But from your solution, you could say so you could make special characters.
Yes.
So say you wanted your army to be led by Teclis, your high elf.
Yeah.
You're still leadership 9, but maybe you pay 25 points extra and you become a wizard.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and
high elf magic's pretty minimal.
There's so many ways that you could do special characters then. Like, off a template, off a baseline.
Yeah, if you become Tyrion and, I don't know, you have an extra attack, you pay 10 points
extra
or whatever.
Extra attack or something, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So you can have an attack and a sword. But then you're exposing your general, so this, really likely to happen.
No, but like, you could. Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, that's...
Or you could go the other way and have, like, an orc general who gets worse to order, but gets loads of extra attacks. Like D6 extra attacks, which is like leadership 8. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you could.
Very orky.
Yeah. I mean, the big winners of such a solution like that would be orcs and goblins, because they have the worst generals. Like, goblins that run around at command 8 as well. Yeah, so.
Did they?
But
one of the potential proposals is around helping goblins with command.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have to do that.
Maybe we wouldn't have to do it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's one of the ways to fix, this issue, if you perceive this issue is to be fixed, is what I just said. Or another way would be that anybody who has access to a command 10 general has some significant debuff built into the, in some significant issue built.
That can't be mitigated.
That can't be mitigated, yeah.
With a scepter or something.
Exactly. Like, as in, it's like this. You've got command 10, but this is the negative.
So you've got the Hannibal rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can't mitigate it. Yeah. There's no reroll for you. You're not getting, if you roll in a level or 12, it's gone.
Yeah.
You have the Dark Elf rule, but you can't have the Scepter.
No. Right.
If you want to run Dark Elves without the Scepter, I mean, anybody rolls a blunder, something bad's happening. Yeah, you're exactly. either leadership nine or that character's
exactly.
gone.
Like,
And if that character's on a Wyvern or whatever,
it's like,
sorcerer on a Wyvern, that's 10% of my list gone.
A difficult question, a difficult thing to
10% of my list dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
200 points, boom, gone. Mm-hmm. But dwarves are very difficult to balance because they don't have.
Yeah.
But they don't have cavalry, so every order you do is like the best case scenario is a 10 and an 8 for an infantry charge. Yep. 10 and an 8.
10 and 8.
Mm-hmm. So somebody suggested maybe make them like kind of like undead, so you don't have enemy near because they're stoic or whatever.
Because exactly, they're stoic.
Mm-hmm. So with no negative. But they'd be like 10.
So what, they'd start with a command 9 general?
I don't know.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. It's difficult, isn't it? It's difficult.
Well, there's a lot. And the Wood Elves have added another potential.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just said, Wood Elves have added a whole different layer, haven't they? Because they've got another inbuilt compensation in that they can't order everything.
Yeah.
Because some of it's minus 1.
Yeah, a Wood Elf general is alive. Forest spirits are a different thing, like a different race. You know, like, and he's not as strong at ordering.
Are they?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, that's just what the rules
are. I know the justification, but are they a different race? I mean, I don't know. The Cathay list has got demons in it. They order the demons just like they do.
I think they're a different race because, like, fluff-wise, Wood Elves, they were already there in this in these Athel Lorien, weren't they?
Right,
and the Wood Elves came to that and they found, like...
The trees.
Trees, like, yeah.
Our friends the trees.
Our friends the trees, made friends with them and then worked together. I mean, like... a proposal that was like put around was with Chaos Dwarves, like, is in trying to, like, they're an army that has a command 9 general, like, and seeing if, like, oh, okay,
who made that proposal, Paul?
Well, I wasn't made in isolation.
No, but who made that proposal?
Me.
So you can talk about your proposal.
Oh, okay, I can talk about that.
Well, no, if you want to talk about something you're thinking about.
Oh, yeah, something I'm thinking. I mean, like,
So it's like, I received a rave review.
It's all right. It's like
I love the woke argument.
Yeah.
It's like, why are not all dwarves treated equally?
Yeah.
We're racist towards these dwarves.
Exactly. I mean, like, some other players had been playing Chaos Dwarves and felt the army had issues, and a potential solution was that, and so I put together a proposal where if a Chaos Dwarf General, who's a Chaos Dwarf...
You put it together, did you?
Well, I wrote that, yeah. A Chaos Dwarf General is ordering just Chaos Dwarves, then... Yeah, sorry.
But Bull Centaurs, then? What are they? What are Bull Centaurs?
Chaos Dwarves, yeah.
Are they? Like, yeah. What's he got? Cavalry now?
They're 5 up armour cavalry.
They're not medium. They're 150 points, aren't they? Yeah. They're not medium cavalry. Yeah. They're cold ones.
Yeah. So
with leadership 10?
Yeah.
And you thought this through, had you?
No, you can't get many of them.
And you know, I'm going to look it up.
You want to look it up now?
I think it's going to be 2 per 1,000 if I had to pick my gut.
This is still mostly valid, this book.
Anyway, we're not going to talk too much about proposals that go through, but I feel confident talking about this one because it was it's something like a balloon, sir. It just reaffirmed my commitment that Command 10 is an issue, and certainly there can't be any more.
You have to try.
There can't be any more Command 10s.
Fair enough, and that's that's what's...
From my perspective, we're trying to move away from Command 10 in my mind.
Yeah, so min-max 2 Bull Centers, so you could have 4.
Just 4, just like cold ones. But not Command 10. Now, Command 10, hooray! Anyway. So at least we know they are dwarves now, Bull Centaurs. I don't know, are they dwarves?
I think they're in the argument of what race they are, they're more Chaos Dwarf than anything else. The Chaos Dwarfs on top rather than the centaur part on the rear. They're mutated Chaos Dwarfs. So they're Chaos Dwarfs.
Is it?
Okay.
And if you were doing a modern game, they'd have to be keyworded, wouldn't they?
Yeah, keyworded.
So it'd be like dwarf or Chaos Dwarf.
But no, the idea was that the Chaos Dwarfs have a command 10 general, but he gets a negative 1 to order anything that ain't a Chaos Dwarf. So that's like your Orc slaves, your Black Orcs, your Hobgoblins, your Hobgoblin bolt throwers. Like, they're not Chaos Dwarfs, so he gets a negative 1 to order them.
I love what do they call that? Is it Trojan horse? Where you bring something in? and then use that as justification to bring other shit in. So it's like, we bring in wood elves.
Well, it's exactly.
And then say, oh, it's exactly the same as wood elves.
Basically, it is.
Well, they shouldn't even be here anyway.
Yeah, well, then, fair enough. Like, but it is. Anyway, it's like, yo, like, yo, it's the point of it is to get a debate online.
Well, certainly did
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So.
Certainly did that.
Mm-hmm. But so, I mean, yeah, I mean, yo. I know, and I was really happy with the committee for the voting season this year because I wrote down a list of things that I wanted to address, and most of them were addressed without me having to propose them, which was good.
Maybe they were addressed because you didn't propose them.
So, where are we at with this Kuan 10 thing? It's how do you solve it?
Because
this is big stuff.
The position is. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you agree that it needs solving. Yeah. So I'd probably say newer players wouldn't see the issue initially.
Yeah. No.
Because they're playing high elves anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're like 10 years in,
yeah.
you'll start seeing the issue with the Command 10, especially the cavalry based stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so how do you solve it? So the biggest issue is that everybody's got their own idea and they're all different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you find a consensus is the interesting bit. Mm. So like, do you go down the give everybody a command 10 for free? Do you go around the route of giving everybody access to a special character? So like the Hannibal thing, but yep. the Dark Elves would have what? What would be their special character?
Malekith. There's loads you can choose.
How would you template it? Maybe you have to move away from this crazy killing people.
I can't think of something on my head, but you could easily. They've got plenty of special characters.
Most of them could have access to a leadership 9 general as a wizard.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't high elves have a wizard general?
Yeah, exactly.
Or dark elves, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or you could have. Because that was something Ian came up with. Why not have the Chaos Dwarf general as a wizard?
Yeah, so like a part of that. And that wasn't my idea, but that I really liked it as a thought. So, like, it's in part of the debate of that Chaos Dwarf proposal was then the Chaos Dwarf, like, has two options.
Yeah.
He can be a non-wizard Command 10 with this negative.
Yeah, forget about the Command
10. Or he could be a Command 9 wizard.
Can he not be a wizard now anyway? I think he can.
I've got a feeling
I've played some.
I think he does, yeah, yeah.
Alish had 3 wizards. I'm pretty sure they're all wizards.
Yeah.
Like the demons. You can have an upgrade and then 2 wizard characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can be a sorcerer lord. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think we could give more races access to sorcerer lords.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know about wood elves. I don't know how they fit magic-wise. Going back into fantasy, I never fucking hated playing against wood elves in fantasy. Did you ever play against them?
I had done, yeah.
They were fucking awful to play against. Yeah. They brought this free woods bollocks and they just sat in the woods and it's like, oh man, this game's awful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they had a general wood that could cast spells. I don't know. They're elves, so they probably did. Who knows? Gladriel, is she a wood elf? I don't think so.
Oh, the...
In Lord of the Rings?
Yes, she is, yeah.
She's a wood elf.
She's a high elf.
Yeah, I thought she was a high elf. Just lived in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you find a consensus? That's the difficult thing.
It's very difficult. I mean, like,
you can think of some people say, no, I don't want this. I like it as it is.
Yeah.
So maybe what you do is you just have leave the lists as they are, then just do a separate set of tournament lists.
Yeah.
So rather than having to say, all right, Mr. Tournament Organiser, we'll leave it to you to try and comp stuff. We'll provide you a set of lists that you can port in.
Yep.
But in order to do that, they would have to, that kind of free general thing would have to not exist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It would have to be you pay for the general and you pay for any upgrades or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the real benefit for me would be that you could go back to whenever the problem started, like 2004,
mm-hmm.
whenever people started moaning about the high elves.
Yep.
And instead of taking the red pill and starting to nerf the living shit out of them, so you can't have 3-up shooting, you can't have rerolls on this, you can't have this.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the blue pill and remove the leadership 10.
Yeah.
And give them back everything they had. So just go back to the original list, as was.
Right.
The list that was in the rule book, the very first rule book. So you'd assume that it had been play tested, because it was in that fucking rule book.
So.
Original. There was only 8 of them in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those 8 have tended to stand the test of time. There's not been many changes to them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pulling that out. Shelf right now.
I think, were there 8 in the original rule book? That's what my brain's thinking. And everything was kind of, you know, like Chaos Hounds were in there, but there's only two Ogs. And Empire in there, not much change to Empire, really. Not much change. Not Orc and Goblin, not much change to them. High Elves.
High Elf original, yeah. I mean, they haven't added another unit, have they?
No, there's
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight units.
So I think they had shoot three up shooters on Reavers.
Archers still have plus one to hit, but like Reavers and Elven Bolt Throwers also had plus one to
but
hit.
But they paid more points for it. 10 points extra, I think, for each.
Okay, yeah, looks like they did. Yep.
I think the Reavers are 100 and the Bolts were 65, yeah.
That's right, yep.
They had some buff to magic, I think.
They still have that buff, don't they?
I think, did they reroll everything or something stupid, or did they only roll everything but one?
Let's have a look. I don't think they have any rule. Like, no, I don't see any rule there.
No rule at all.
No.
Oh, well, maybe they could even have that. Maybe. Yeah, they're pretty good, aren't they? They're apart from the slam, they're the best in the world, aren't they? High elves, I guess.
What?
Just magic.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
No, it's nothing there.
Yeah, so...
So maybe. Elegant, isn't it? An entire army on two pages. One page is fluff. Just, yeah, it's like...
I mean, that's the list of...
Beauty and simplicity, yeah. Mm.
That everything should be based off, really. I mean, it's only, what's it, eight units?
Eight units.
Two, four...
Yeah, it's eight units.
Six. Beautiful.
Three, you know, a type of every hero, a type of every character, two mounts, and then three mounts for characters. Giant Eagle, Dragon, Chariot.
Cool.
That's it. Mm.
Cool, so maybe you could go back and just say, here's the list as it was. We don't really need to get away from any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematically, the difference between three up and four up shooting isn't as great as people worry.
Yeah,
because you still got to expose your stuff, and it's and they're still six up armor Reavers.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
So maybe you could come up with four. It would have to be four tournament lists now, I guess. The High Elves is the easiest one, I believe.
Okay.
Well, there's a delivery here. Is that going to be for you?
It will be, yeah.
Oh. I need you to come pick me up, all right? I got bit by a fucking disease, dog. God damn it.
So what I'd like to do is get people's opinions. So where would the best place to be? That experimental forum?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
So I'll put up a thread, say, like, the Command 10 discussion.
Command 10 discussion, yeah.
Let's have the...
Any great ideas,
put any them up ideas
here.
At all.
Any ideas at all, put them up here, yeah.
To deal with those four lists.
Yeah.
And how you move forward. Whether it's any of the solutions we come up with or any of the other solutions, like special characters.
I mean, this as a concept is a big bit of work, isn't it? In terms of like a change to the game, it would be big.
No, because it's not touching the game.
Okay,
it's like it's a bolt-on, isn't it? So it would be like the tournament list.
Oh, I see. Right, if you went down the tournament list route.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's just the way to do it, isn't it? Don't try and change the world.
Okay, right.
Like with your you wouldn't want your winter roller incorporated into the rules.
Oh, right, okay. Right, yeah, I see. Again.
There are scenarios.
Because it changes, yeah.
Yeah, there are scenarios in the rules.
Yeah.
If people want to use them, cool. If people want to use winter roller, cool.
Yeah.
People want to play the Polish rules, cool. Whatever. Yeah. So this is just providing a way to allow people to allow more people to take High Elves and Dark Elves to tournaments without feeling dirty, because they've been balanced.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. But
So I would like to turn up to a tournament with High Elves and not get any shit. I'm just playing High Elves, man. I've painted a High Elf army.
Yeah,
it's been sat in there forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to, just play with it.
I mean, like, I think...
I don't like Elves, but the first war fantasy army I ever had was High Elves.
Was High Elves, right. Okay.
I didn't play it for long. Because I was new to the game. Like, new to fantasy at all.
Yeah.
I hadn't played Warhammer at all. Yeah. This was in my mid-30s or something.
Yeah.
And I turned up to a club and I was using special characters without permission. Because I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
So I had a High Elf army led by Teclis, who was just rinsing the living fuck out of everything. It was fun for me, but my opponent was getting absolutely mullered.
Killed.
But anyway, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And stopped playing Elves. But so, what do you think?
I think,
would you use them in your tournament, the tournament lists?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, if they existed. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I've always thought that we would have gone down a route of there was the army lists and then there was the themed lists. So there's like two different like documents of like, you know.
But that's what this would be.
Exactly.
It would be like a tournament list.
So that's where I thought it would go. But the like the themes lists would be like a spin on an army. You know, so your witch hunters, your dwarf engineering guild.
No.
An army themed around maybe a character like the orc special character like
Grimgor's
like Ard Boys or whatever. You know, and every race would get a themed list.
Cool.
And then the event, it would just be a case of whether you allowed theme, like original lists and theme, or like army lists and theme lists, or just army lists. That's why I thought we would have gone, and that would have allowed more creativity in building the theme list that didn't have one, like a base to work out of. Like the theme list for Tomb Kings would have been like an interesting thing in terms of like what theme list you're going to go with that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like yeah, is it yeah? So it, yeah. Like a theme list, like
Van Kors and vampire list.
Yeah, exactly. Like or you know, the vampire theme list could have been vampires of like the Pirate Coast or something. So like right. you know, like because you know, then that would even opened up creativity for like a you know a 3D like a designer to create a range you know is vampire counts, but is also vampire counts.
Pirate Coast. So one of the
that's best... why I thought we would go.
Well, maybe we will.
It you know to what you're proposing, it, like it's the same way of your same way the issue of rebalancing medium cavalry to chariots, for example. They're huge bits in the game that to rework. You know, and I'm not saying it can't be done. But they are like, you know, it's not lightly done either. It's not a small project.
But they're like Lego bricks.
Yeah.
A medium cavalry is a Lego brick. A chariot's a level brick, and they go into different lists.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, and then the like another big topic that I can think of, it would be like if you were designing War Master, like a new edition of War Master, the whole. Like of combats where somebody wins a combat and they're pushed back, or
yeah, but that's too big a change.
No, I say that's too big a change, but you wouldn't have that.
Of course not, but it wouldn't be warmest.
No, it wouldn't be warmest.
You wouldn't have a command role either.
Oh right, okay, right.
Would you? If you want to piss people off and stop them wanting to play, make them roll dice before they can do anything.
Right, okay.
We've had to change that to get a free half-paced move, haven't we? Because
it was so fucking miserable
when things went wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you've got like a unit behind you, you've got a bloody sandstorm in front of you, you've got bloody flyers here, there and everywhere, and you've got a roll of six to do anything. It's like, oh, this is brilliant.
Fair enough.
Ancient's even worse.
Yeah, it is worse. Yeah, you can't let things get...
And there's no free move.
Yeah,
it's like
you just can't.
Which is why you see the game and it's just massive long lines covering the whole board.
You can't give up your flank, yeah.
Can't ever give up a flank.
You can't move. Yeah.
So on the plus side, if you did go down this red pill, blue pill thing, you could then start adding things to the high elf list. So people say, why are there no swordsmasters? Why are there no Phoenix Guard? Why are there no this? Why are there... Yeah. Well, because the list is good even as it is.
You can't
give them more buffs
because
of the Command 10 shenaniganry. So if they lost the Command 10 or you had mitigated it, then you could maybe have... Phoenix Guard would probably be the ones I'd choose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Limited to like, I don't know what the difference would be.
An extra attack or something like that, yeah.
That's quite beaty, isn't it? So it'd be like Saurus, oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it would be.
Okay.
Or like you could have, Seaguard.
Seaguard, yeah. Lost the Seaguard.
So they were like spearmen that could shoot.
Spearmen like having a range attack,
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But at the moment, none of that's even feasible.
Because you
mentioned about buffing high elves and people fucking lose their shit. It's like the world is ending.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a very interesting topic, and it's key. It'd be key to the game in terms of how is this game going?
Well, the alternative it just stays as it is forever, and people just moan about it forever.
Exactly.
So, I'm not saying change the game. Just produce some lists that go alongside the game, and if you want to use the list, use the list. If you don't want to use the list, don't use the list.
Yeah.
But I think the war must, because I can't stand Facebook for many, many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is you cannot fucking find anything. It's like literally I'll see something and I'll close it and I'll go back and try and find it. Forget about it.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a fucking disaster.
It's just the way Facebook's put together, isn't it?
It is, because they don't show you the shit. They show you the shit they want to show you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it has to be on the forum.
Yeah.
So the Warmaster Experimental Forum is its name.
Because if you put it on Facebook in like the files section, people can't be commenting, can they? Yeah. So that you're right.
Facebook is like, I don't know what it was. It's like a billboard in a town centre, isn't it? Yeah. You just put a poster up, but then somebody pulls it down and puts another poster in its place, and it's like
layers.
Or just puts a poster over the top, and you can't see anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the forum. So that's where the conversation should happen, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're on there very. I'm not on there as much as I should be.
Same answer, really, for the experimental forum. But I mean, like, we've been, now that we've done our votes, you know, the Warmaster, and so when those, in 30 days they take to.
By the end of the month, but then they've got to be put together.
Yeah, put together. And then, so when they're out in the wild, that's like, then I'll look, ahead of things, I'll look again on the experimental forum again.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a instant fix.
No,
but if we could move towards a world where such a thing is possible, that would be good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you don't want to use it, don't use it. Just use the. If you don't want to play Revolution, go play Vanilla.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing.
We did that for long enough.
Yeah, it's like nothing stopping anybody doing that at all.
No, mm-hmm. And Vanilla's an interesting game, different game.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, it's Vanilla is like all things in terms of You can't see the flaw in something until you've done it played it a few times in terms of like, then you start seeing the flaws of it. Like, but I think that's pretty much the same for any game system, isn't it? Like, you don't see the issues of them to begin with.
Yeah.
And they do take time, and they take the more people that play such a thing and bring attention to an issue, the more obvious games. I don't know any game system that has no issues.
I don't think it's possible.
I don't think that's possible. I think
And I think sometimes when people talk about nostalgia and they say, I love 4th edition 4K or whatever. If you went back and played it, there's a lot of rules in here I don't like.
It's like, so GW at some point are going to bring out the Old World.
Are they?
Though they're up there, like Warhammer the Old World, though they're posts like the Warhammer community posts about it are very light on any actual content,
right?
At the moment, so who knows? But whenever they do, so they're redoing Warhammer again, they're gonna have to address the issues of Warhammer, like, why didn't make it a great game, because those issues were there,
They weren't selling models, Paul, is it?
Well, they weren't selling models, but
that was the problem,
but also their game system. The game system had issues, like the way it was like put together. Like, it had some core problems.
Right, but I mean, if you had a painted, like, Skaven army, that's a lot of bastard painting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you're not going to be bouncing around every new rule book buying a new army and repainting it.
No, you're probably not.
They didn't have Space Marines, did they? So there was no anchor. There's no thing that they could just always go back to and sell.
Yeah, exactly. So when that is, whenever that turns up, I'll be interested to see. Well, what is its
Have you got an army still?
No. I'll be interested to see what its rules are, like, of this system. But if it's not dramatically different, it'll be like, well, that's same. There'll be obviously.
Well, have to be ranks and flanks. That's what's the point.
Well, yeah, exactly. But how? But like. Like, Song is in my head, is like a modern version of Warhammer. Like, as in terms of like, as a game is, like, in terms of, and it doesn't have, it's still a ranks and flanks game, but it doesn't have.
Well, it isn't, but.
Yeah, it is. But it doesn't have any of the major issues that Warhammer did have, but.
Do they don't fight any different, do they, based on the number of models left? Do they?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Okay. And so then. But there's obviously nostalgia pop, for these old editions of Warhammer, and like there'd be a huge nostalgia market for like the Old World. But I was at a social the other day, and someone was trying to tell me that like Warhammer had no issues, and I was
Warhammer
like, 8th? I was like, are you sure?
Wanted to play it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
Which is just the unlimited horde of Skaven one with got these 200 slaves or whatever it was.
Exactly.
It took up half a table.
And like statistically just never ran away. It had issues. Because the original playtesting of it like was done, but went released into the wider community, like thousands more people were playing it a lot more and finding it and finding problems and pushing at the boundaries of it.
I often find that playtesters tend to be the kind of people who are kind of nice and fluffy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
not the tournament wankers that break games.
Well, yeah. And actually, playtesters need to be those people.
Well, you need to nod to them, but you can't bend too much to them, otherwise you end up going down the Guildball route and killing yourself.
Yes, But
so you have to say, look, if you want to play this as a tournament game, that's your business, but we're not making a tournament game.
Yeah.
Which is what GW have always said.
I've always said, exactly, they've always said.
We're not making a tournament game. You want to play tournaments with it, you deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, it's like certainly a lot of areas, like they should be better on their rules than they are, but they would market themselves saying as they make models that then have rules, like not the other way around.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And they make good models. Anyway, that was an interesting conversation, Paul. We'll try and do another. We'll try and do another conversation in a week or so.
Yep, okay.
Try and get them relatively. Well, at least while you're at loose ends at the moment.
You've
got some free time. Next week's half
term. So
you've got your kids then next week.
So I'm away Monday to Friday. We're in Deal.
Deal?
Deal.
In Kent. Norfolk?
Kent.
Oh.
Mm. We're going away.
Good for you.
My parents, sister's family, are all going away together.
Excellent. Well, enjoy.
I will do. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
See you soon. Bye.
Would you like to know more?